So, Rabbi, this is good. Yeah. I think the mic is good enough.
Mic good. Tana Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon. I want to be mamshich to what we were masbir b'chukai say telechu that the biggest bracha and the best credits is within the yeshiva. Tana Rabbanon, oni v'oshi v'rosho. There are three categories: an oni, a oshi, and a rosha. A poor man, a rich man, and a rosha, boy in Ladin. They come upstairs, and they come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says to them, "La oni oimim loy, mipnei maloy asakta b'Torah." How come you didn't want Isaac in Torah? Didn't say lo lamadata b'Torah. Didn't say you didn't learn. You probably went to a daf yomi shiur, but lo yasakto b'Torah. Torah wasn't your Isaac. Your day didn't go around Torah. Your life wasn't built around Torah. B'chukoy se telechu. Your halicha, the way of your going of your life, wasn't b'chukoy se. Lo yasakto b'Torah. Wasn't your business. Im oime ani. He says, if he says, I was a poor man, but Torah b'mezun oisai, I was busy making panosa. Ayin rimloi, they say to him, klum oni ayisa yesu mehil, were you, is anybody poorer than Hila? That al Hila lazokin, they say, shebuchol yoyim v'yoyim hoyo oisa, umishtake b'tarpik chetziov, hoyo noisim l'shema. He used to make one dinner. One dinner a day, that's what was his panosa. $1 a day. Half went to the Shema Beis HaMedrash, went to the guy that's standing in front of the Beis HaMedrash, the Gabbai, to let him in. And half of it went to the Panosa and the Panosa of his house. So the Gemara says, and then the Gemara goes on to say the whole story of Hillel that was in the snow. So the Gemara says, Oni Aisa, were you any different than Hillel? And what went on by Hillel? Hillel made $1 a day. From the dollar a day he made, half went to the Shema, and the other half was enough to be Mefanes his house. So Kalvachayim is somebody who's making a bit more and has enough to be Mefanes his house, and he doesn't have to give away 50%. It's a taina. Oh, but it's a taina even on the Yoni. Then he says, Osher, the Gemara says, Osher. Mipnei malo isakta b'teira. Why weren't you isak b'teira? Im ayma haya asha isa. I was a rich man. B'teirat haya bin a chosai. I was busy making business deals. I was busy with my property. Aymrim lai, what will they answer in Beis Din Shel Maila? Kluma asha isa yesime Rabbi Eliezer. Were you a bigger asha than Rabbi Eliezer? Amra olav Rabbi Eliezer ben Chalsum. On Rabbi Eliezer ben Chalsum says the Gemara, he left him 1,000 cities, not just 1,000 apartment buildings, 1,000 cities. Uknegdom elef spinas bayom, and he had 1,000 ships by the in the sea. Ubechol yoyim v'yoyim, notel noed shel kemach al kaseifa. He used to take a jug of kemach, of flour on his shoulder, and he used to go from town to town learn Torah. He never went to see what was going on in his business. Ela yeshev oisik batera kol hayo v'chol alayla. He was busy day and night being yeshev and oisik batera. L'chora, what's this case of Asher? Is anybody richer than Rabbi Lezer? What does he answer? Torah da'izi ben nechose. I was busy making business. That is the kasha. The kasha was, why were you busy making business? Why weren't you sitting and learning? So what does he answer? I was Torah da'izi ben nechose. I was busy with my business. The Torah says that's not the answer. He says, Avada, he was Torah ben nechose, and he was doing ma'isim tovim. He was doing mitzvahs. He was giving stokah. He was being honored by every dinner, by every agudah convention. And that's good for the taina. Mipnei ma lo yosakto batoira. Why weren't you being oisik batoira? Yeah. Rabbi Lezer ben Chalsum was 50 times richer than you. Elef sodois, elef. He had 1,000 cities with 1,000 ships. And he still didn't run after these. He still kept to the main thing. He was focused on Torah. That's the taina. Avada, we're not talking about somebody who's a rosha here. Who answers back based on Shemayla? I was busy doing business. I had important meetings. I had to close the Gemara. We're talking about somebody who's doing Maisim Toivim. The Gemara is still tiny as Loya Sakta Batera. Why didn't you learn more? And then the Gemara says, Rosha, Oimrim Lemi Pnei Ma Loya Sakta Batera. Why weren't you Oisik Batera? Im Oma Noya Yisi. I was good looking. I was cool. I was slick. The Torah B'Yitzri, I was busy with my Yitzhahara. I knew if I went out there, I'd get them in 2 minutes. I stood in front of the mirror before I left to catch the bus for half an hour, making sure everything was in place, not out of place. Em Noah Yisrael, Torah B'Yitzri. Oimimim, Klum Noah HaYisrael Yosef. Is there anybody better looking than Yosef? Omru Olav Al Yosef at Tzadik. They said on Yosef at Tzadik, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Aishas Petifara used to speak to him and change her clothes from morning to night. And Yosef didn't give in. Is there any difference than Yosef? If Yosef controlled himself, which is L'chora was the biggest Yates, which was the biggest Nisoyan, then you can zicha. The Shaida is like this. First of all, there's two shailas here. One shaila is, a guy comes up, year 2000, comes up to Beis Din Shlomayla, and you tell him why you're not like Rabbi Lezer ben Chalsum, who was a Tana. Why you're not like Yosef HaTzadik? Why you're not like Hillel HaZoket? Does that exactly make sense? What do you mean, I was brought up in America, I was brought up with a basketball in my hand, and an iPod in the other hand? What do you want from me? I should be like Hillel HaZoket. Give one, make a dollar a day, half a dollar. I mean, what do you come? What's Bechlal L'Sushto? What's the Taina? What's the Gemara want over here? Number two, the bigger kasha. You're taking a rosha. Mipnei Malo Esakto Batayra. Why didn't you Oisik Batayra? And what about all the averus that he did? The Gemara doesn't even talk about it. There's going to be a din on his averus, but there's the big picture. Ani, Oshe, Rosha is a separate din. Why didn't you be Oisik Batayra? What's going on over here? What does he want over here? You take a Rosha, Ova Akol Averus Shebo'ilam, and you want to know, why didn't he learn? First of all, let's take care of his averes. Let's go through the list. Fnei ma'alo esakto batayra? I mean, who are you dealing with? That's the problem here. You want oisik batayra? There's another Gemara, which is be'etzim. It's a scary Gemara. Kishachala Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer was a Tana, and Rabbi Eliezer was sick. Nichnasu Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov levakloi. Rabbi Akiva and his chaverim came in to Mavaka Chayla. Nichnastu v'yoshu lefonov mirochek daladamos. They came into him and they sat in front of him 4 amos away. They were scared. Derech Eretz. Omer le lama bosim. What do you come for? What are you wasting my time for? Omer le lama terabon. You came to learn Torah. Omer le, so Rabbi Eliezer said to the Rabbi Akiva, ba'ad achshav lama le bosim? How come you didn't come till now? I've been waiting an hour in the Beis HaMedrash. You didn't turn up. We didn't have time. Now we're talking about G'day La'ilam and Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a havamin of saying, you got such a person like Rabbi Akiva. Why do you give Torah through me? Give it through Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about La'ilam P'nai. We didn't have time. When he says he doesn't have time, it doesn't mean he was sleeping or he's busy. Laila Panay, it means they were learning. They were learning a different sugya. Omalehem Tmiani. I wonder, Im Yemusu Mises Atzmon, if you're going to have a natural death. Omalei Rabbi Akiva Sheli Mahu. What's going to be with my death? That's Rabbi Akiva asking. Amalai, so Rabbi Eliezer said to him, I mean, this is a normal conversation going on between Talmid Rebbe. Shalcha Koshem Shalami. Yours is going to be a death that's worse than other deaths. What was Rabbi Akiva's, show you, by the Soros Rugi Malchus, when they took Rabbi Akiva out, they combed his skin off, Masreika Shel Basel, the Gemara says that they sold his meat in the Shuk. Amisa Mishuna, in fact the whole world, Shuk, Malochim asked, Zu Torah v'Zu Schora, how is it possible? That a person who was such a great in learning, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet such an onus, is there any answer to the Holocaust? For what? And the Gemara says, for what? Because the answer to Loyal Panay, we didn't have enough time. We should have come to learn by you. And Rabbi Eliezer said, if you'd have come to learn by me, you'd have been in greater. And Rashi says, Shelcha kosher v'shelahem, yours is greater than the rest of your chaverim. You're going to have a worse misa. Mipnei shelibcha pasuach ku'ulam. You have a better heart. Your heart is open, like ku'ulam, like a hallway. It's open, it can take any information in. Ve'ilu shimashtani, if you'd have been mishamash, you'd have learned by me. Ha'yisa loymed Torah harbi, you'd have learned more Torah. And the Gemara has a whole half an Amud over here explaining Bediyuk, how great Rabbi Akiva was in learning. And in Kol Zeh, if you'd have learnt by me something, you would have been even greater. You missed the chance. I'm wondering if you're going to have a natural death. And interesting, Rashi says, Libcha Pasuach. Because your heart's open. Didn't say because he's got a better head. Didn't say moicha. Didn't say sichlacha. Didn't say you got a better brain. Rashi says, Libcha pasuach kulam. You have a bigger heart. You have a bigger tshuka. There's something about you, your lev. The same b'libeinu lahavinu lahaskil. When we daven every day in Ava Rava, we say the same b'libeinu, put it in our heart. We're not talking about a balkishin here. Rabbi Lezer's taina to him was libcha. You have a different heart. You have a different sensitivity. You understand something which nobody else understands. If you'd have learned by me, and therefore I'm not even sure if you'll die naturally. And if you of all people, your misa will be worse than everybody else's misa. A modern azach. I've added there's a lot of different mafarshim, how to learn up chat in Rabbi Akiva's, the Gezeira on Rabbi Akiva. But you see one thing from here. That when you have a chance, and you're given the opportunity, and you could have steiged, and you didn't, and it has nothing to do with kishron, whether you're smart or not, or whether you're ADD or you're not ADD. Libcho pasuach! Your lady's pasuach! Then on Rabbi Akiva's Madrega Yechayiv Misa. When you're given a chance, you have a chance, and you don't utilize that you could have had another Yediyah in Torah, even though you're a big Talmud Chacham, an Adam Gadol, you're a Akiva, but you could have got that extra Knech, because Libcho Pasuach, then I'm not even sure you're going to die a natural death. That's what the Gemara tells us. When a person's given a chance, and he doesn't utilize the chance, Nehechatimso, then there's a Gemara that says, I'm not even sure you'll have a natural death. And the Chaim Shulevi says, this is Pshat in the Gemara. Pana Rabbanon. We're not on the Madrega of Hillel. We're not on the Madrega of Yosef HaTzadik. That's not the Shaila. There's a special taina that even though when you turn up, you're 40 years old, you're 80 years old, you come upstairs to Shemayim, regular Poshita Balabos. Mipnei Ma'alo Asakto Batoira. And you go and throw them Hillel Azokin. That's not the Taina. The Taina is because when you were 18 years old, you had a Rebbeim. You had a Yeshiva. You didn't have an Earl of Panosa. Then if you'd have utilized what the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave you as a Matana, and you didn't utilize it, you'd be looking different today. That's the Gemara's taina. An Ami, a Rosha. There's one taina on his Averus, a Rosha, Avada. We'll pull out the list. But then there's a special Tvia. Because Kihem Chayenu Varech Yameinu, because Torah is the Ika. And there's a special din on Torah. That how come you didn't utilize the potential and the opportunities that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave you. And you're going to say you're stupid? Has nothing to do with Kishron. Libcha pasuach. You have the sensitivity. You have the heart. That's the taina. The taina is not that today you're a prosta balabos. The taina is that when you were a kid of 18 years old, the Ribbono Shel'olam gave you opportunities. And the Ribbono Shel'olam gave you opportunities of Rabbeim, of Chavrusas. And you're going to answer, L'hoyoli p'nai, I didn't have time. Because I was busy playing poker. Because I was in cold over also. That's not the taina. Lo hayla p'nai. You didn't have time. On that, the Gemara says, I'm not sure, Rabbi Akiva, if you'll have a natural death. Because when you throw away opportunities, you're throwing away life. Because every opportunity when you're a yeshiva bacha changes your life. The longer you stay in yeshiva, the different kind of wife you'll have, the different kind of children you have, the different hatzlocha in life of panosa you'll have. When you throw away these opportunities, the Gemara says you won't have a natural death. It can mean two ways. Yitaka won't have a natural death at Rabbi Akiva. Or psha is because you threw away life. Ki yehem chayenu and Torah is life, and you have an opportunity to get life, and you throw it out the window. That's death. That causes death. Avada, the way you are today, and you come up to Shemaim, and they're going to say, why wouldn't you like Hillel HaZokin? You won't have what answer. Hillel HaZokin, to me, Avada Nisht. Yet if you'd use those opportunities, to see what your koichas were, and the opportunities that I threw you in your face, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, mipnei ma lo yasakto b'Torah. Hillel didn't throw away his opportunity. That's the taina. There's a bittul Torah besides time. There's a bittul Torah besides Eon and Bekias. Chaim Volozhin used to taina that if a person can learn deeper and he doesn't, that's also to a certain extent bittul Torah. But the Gemara seems to be saying over here, lo yasakto b'Torah is throwing away opportunities of sitting and learning, of a chavrusa, of chapping around another half an hour with the Rebbe. Were you turning up now for? Where were you till now? If you had come to me earlier, you could have chap epis lost more. You threw away life. For that, when you're not machshiv life, I'm not sure you'll have a natural death. There's a bittul Torah in throwing away opportunities that 50 years later you're going to be a different person. And when you come upstairs, they're not going to mourn you for who you are now. They're going to mourn you on the opportunities that you had as a yeshiva bacha. That if you'd have taken those opportunities and the fee you're lave, that you understand and what you were given, you could have been something else. And what's my raya from Hillel? That's the time. This is the zman in Bechukosai Teleichu. To chaperein. You know, some bachrim think, you know, okay, I will, I won't. Another year, another half a year. I've got to get out there. We're playing around with life and death. There's going to be a taina. Why didn't I use those opportunities that were given to me on a silver platter? No oil, no responsibilities. On that, the taina is mipnei ma lo asakto b'Torah. And that I am today at 80 years old, and I come up to Shemaim, and ich bin der proste balabos. Forget about the averus. Lo asakto b'Torah. I'll show you a picture where you were when you were 18 years old, 19, 20, 21. The picture looks different. If you'd have taken those opportunities, asakto b'Torah, you didn't take those opportunities, and not because you're a shvacha balkish and you're going to turn around and say, I threw it away, and I can't sit. Libcho pasuach, says Rashi. Has nothing to do with Kishra Asmada. Libcho. There's a lave. The same Bilibeinu Lahovin, to understand, Lahaskil. We don't ask for more seichel, we ask for more of a heart. And on a heart, nobody takes pills. A heart doesn't have to focus, a heart feels. And the libcha pasuach ku'ulam, that's the taina, chap the opportunity. When a bocha, towards the end of the year, is thinking, what am I doing next year? Where am I going next year? And you hear comments thrown, not sure. Is anybody pulling you out of the Beis HaMedrash? Is anybody telling you, b'pnei ma lo asakta b'teira? Do you understand the achrayus that lies here? Do you understand what the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the hatova that he's giving us? That you're ready to throw in the towel? For what? Libcho pasuach. That everybody has. Some have more than others. Some have less tumah, so the lev is more pasuach. But everybody has it. And it gives you opportunities where you can change Welten. That extra hour with a Rebbe, that extra year in a yeshiva, that is chayenu. And when you throw that away, you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, life doesn't mean, it's not chashivas to me. I'm not sure you'll have a natural death means, chayes, that's what I'm looking for. And after 80, 120 years, the din v'cheshbon of who you could have been is because I gave you the opportunity to be a Hillel, to be a Rebbe Lezer, to be a Yeshiva Tzaddik, because of yet you sat in Yeshiva. The nisyonos that you had at 40, 50, 60, you would have been able to go overcome them if you'd have sat another year, another 2 years. That's the taina. Lo yasakta b'Torah is when you're 18, 19. And you got people who are on the move. We've got to move on. I'm bored. Bored? Chaperein! You don't chaperein now. When you're 17, half senile, you'll be bored then. Then you'll taka know what to do. And there's a havamina. I will stay, I won't stay, I could stay, I'm not sure, I'll come back for one's man, try it out. I've really got to get out there, you know. Does anybody understand the achrayus of a decision that we're playing around with? Mipnei ma'alo asakta b'teira is a cheshmen b'fnei atzmai. Why didn't I take those opportunities that were given to me? Yimei HaSvira Bifrat, and Shavuos is Yimei HaDin of Torah. Our tefillah during Svira, our Baruch Ato Hashem of Svira Sa'ima, is to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're machshiv the opportunities, and give us the siyata dishmaya that we should use them. Give us the seichel. Because we have the yechelus, give us the seichel and siyata dishmaya. And on Shavuos by night, when there's a yom adin of siyata dishmaya, the tefillah by the Ribbono Shel Olam is, give me the seichel, that the opportunities that you gave me, I should chaperein, I should be oisek b'Torah. That besides the taina on the cheshbon that I have to give, the achamei ve'esrim, the taina of mipnei ma lo asakta b'Torah won't be there. And when I go with such a mindset, tafaket, chaperein, then it'll be much easier. The Siyata Dishmaya is different. When I go with the Chiyas of Bukhukais Eterlechu, then there's Nasati Gishmeichem Beitam. The Gashmis will be there. The Ruchnis will be there. The Rabbein Shalom will make it easier. I won't even have the time of Osha Yisa. We have to change a mindset that Rabbein Shalom is giving us opportunities one after another. And if we don't chap them, and if we don't utilize them, there'll be a time that why won't you like Esav HaTzadik? Yes, you. Because if you do utilize the opportunities, then the shyness that you had of Esav HaTzadik after you left the yeshiva wouldn't be there. Then the shyness of Oni HaYisi or Oshe HaYisi won't be there. Because I utilized every minute, I utilized every opportunity that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave me when I was in yeshiva. The Ribbono Shel'olam should give us the seichel to utilize the opportunities kedei that osakto b'teira, we should be zeichel to osakto b'teira. And the Libcho Pasuch, which every one of us has, should be utilized in order that this Gishmak that's lying out there stays in the Beis HaMedrash. And that's only with one Nekuda. When I utilize the opportunities the Ribbono Shel'olam says he wants, I'll give him. But if we don't even utilize the little that we have, what are we going to answer? We don't even chap the achrayus that each one of us carries. Each one of us carries an achrayus l'doiros. Each one of us carries a achrayus. How we're going to hold out with nisyonos when we're 25, when we're 30, when we're 35, when we're 40. How are we going to change those nishenas of Osher, Oni, Rosha, the nishenas of Yosef HaTzadik if I'm going to business? How many Yungalites fell in? And they're going to tell him Yosef HaTzadik did. And what's the Rebbeinu going to say? If you just sat in the Beis HaMedrash, when you were in Yeshiva, if you used every opportunity to be Mishamish, your Rebbe, if you'd have stayed another year, now the 2 years, you wouldn't have had those nishenas. Yosef HaTzadik. You would be the one withholding those nishenas. Rabbeinu Shalom should give us Siyata Dishmaya. We should take, we should be boicha, the bechira should be b'derech hatoiv.